It's my honor to introduce to you Dr. Robert Cousins for the Lifetime Impact Award. Robert is a double alumnus, having graduated in 1980 with his BTH and then in 2014 with his Doctor of Ministry. For the past 13 years, Robert has provided just extraordinary, visionary leadership to the Tyndale Intercultural Ministry Center. But Robert's entire life has been devoted to serving God, wherever God calls and whatever the cost. Two things you instantly learn about Robert when you meet him. The first is that he was born in Northern Ireland, and he's still very Irish and loves his roots. And the second is that he has the heart of a missionary. He and his wife Sheila, who's also here today, served in East Africa with the Africa Inland Mission, training hundreds of national leaders for church ministry. Later, they helped start the NASA Theological College in Tanzania. And then when they returned to Canada, Robert served as personnel director of the Africa Inland Mission for several years before he was seconded to become the director of Mission Prep, preparing missionaries and international workers for the work of intercultural ministry. In the early years of Robert's directorship of the TIM Center, it was a go-to resource for mission agencies and other organizations that were focused on the global church. But a turning point came in 2008. I remember, actually, when Robert was talking to me about this call he had, feeling called by God to launch what he called the Diaspora Initiative. And that expanded the focus of TIM Center, not just to the global church, but to the nations of the world that are right at our doorstep here in Toronto and in Canada. And the motto of the TIM Center became the church from all nations to all nations. And it was the guiding framework for the ongoing work of TIM Center in training and resourcing the whole people of God for intercultural ministries. What an honor to welcome you and honor you in this way, Robert.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Tyndale for this alumni award honor. It's a humbling thing to receive today. Thank you so much. And it has been a joy to have been seconded or loaned from Africa Inland Mission to serve the Lord these 19 years here at TIM Center. Now, I was born and raised in a small fishing village on the northeast coast of Ireland. It was a beautiful place to grow up. But growing up, I experienced a lot of religious and political conflict. Friends were killed in that conflict. And on one occasion, my mom picked up the body parts of a neighbor blown up by a bomb just outside of my home. As a young man in my 20s, I decided to leave Ireland and emigrate to Canada, even though I had no family or friends to welcome me. Those early years were not easy. I joke now and I say my first job in Toronto was the pits. I literally worked down the pit at Canadian Tire Pit Stop. And I can remember at the end of a long day saying, Lord, why did you bring me all the way from Ireland to work down this pit? And I will always remember God's answer. God said to me, Robert, persevere. The best is yet to come. And looking back, I can say, Lord, you more than fulfilled that promise to me many years ago. After 2 years living in Canada, God led me to study at Ontario Bible College. We fondly called it Ontario Bridal College, as many of us met our future wives are. 1 year after Sheila and I were married, we went to work as short-term missionaries in Kenya, East Africa. You know, back in the early 80s, short-term missions was 2 years. And those 2 years eventually became 12 years, with our two children, Andrew and Rebecca, being born in a mission hospital in Kenya and growing up in East Africa, in Tanzania. And what a joy it was to serve the church in Africa for 12 years, to have the awesome privilege of training hundreds of national leaders to pastor the growing church. This March, I was invited back to be the graduation speaker at the Bible College where Sheila and I had taught for those 7 years. Although there were only 10 graduating in that class, over 3,000 people came for the graduation celebration. And just one sign of the growing church in Africa. When Sheila and I returned to Canada, I served as personnel director of AIM Canada. And during that time, one thing disturbed and challenged me. It was the fact that our new missionaries had to go south of the border to the USA for pre-field orientation. And that's when I met Bob Morris, who's here today, and we decided to start Mission Prep, an intermission organization committed to training Canadians for global mission. At this time, in 1998, Dr. Irving Witt, who had the vision to start the TIM Center, and Bob Morris, who was acting as director, approached myself and Mission Prep to become the cross-cultural training arm of the TIM Center. This became an exciting, growing ministry of the TIM Center for the next 9 years. I'm happy to say today that Mission Prep is still growing strong, and the surprising thing is 40% of participants now come from the USA to Toronto for pre-field training. Way to go, Canada! After Bob Morris and Carl stepped down from the leadership at TIM Center, I was given the opportunity to serve as director of TIM Center and Mission Prep. And for the first 10 years, Mission Prep's focus was equipping the church to engage in global mission, that is, going to the ends of the earth. In 2008, God spoke to our leadership team and said, "Look, can you see I am bringing a representative of the nations to live on our doorstep?" And we began to realize that the old paradigm, the old mission paradigm, the West to the rest, needed to change. Now mission is right here on our doorstep to the ends of the earth. And God gave us this wonderful vision, the church from all nations, bringing Christ to all nations. For the past 10 years, our focus has been understanding and serving the nations of the world who have come to live on our doorstep. A few years back, I was in the checkout line of my local supermarket. The person in front of me was an older Caucasian European man. And when I joined the line behind him, he turned around and he said, "Wow, another white man?" I was shocked. Why would he say such a thing? Well, this person grew up in Toronto when he was the dominant group. Back then, Toronto was called what? Toronto the Good. Today, this man is part, like me, of the visible minority, and the new motto for Toronto is diversity, our strength. My friends, it's no accident that God is bringing a representative of the nations to our doorstep. The Apostle Paul put it this way, "From one man he has made every nation that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live." Friends, at TIM Center, we believe our God celebrates diversity. And so should we. And so should his church. Our desire is for the Canadian church to see the new immigrant church not as a rental opportunity, but as a kingdom partnership opportunity. In 2007, Pastor Nari Santos, who is here today, pastor of Green Hills Christian Fellowship, was sent from Manila as a missionary to engage in church planting in Toronto. And God blessed that ministry. And in 5 years, he saw three churches planted. 8 years ago, he came and said, "Robert, my leaders need training. Where can I send them to be trained as lay leaders?" With the blessing of the dean and the president of Tyndall, we launched a program called Foundations in Missional Ministry and Church Leadership. And with God's help, we have seen over 400 leaders go through this training, with over 85% of the participants being foreign-born. I think at least 8 of our Tim Center lay leaders have now gone on to study at Tyndale Seminary. Mr. John Chin, I don't know if you're here, John, but Mr. John Chin was our first Tim alumni to graduate in April with his Master's of Divinity. And John did this as he was going through kidney dialysis. John, thank you for your example of faith, perseverance, and courage. Two ladies who are alumni of the Tim Center, one Korean and one Filipino, are now serving God as missionaries in Japan. Alireza is another alumni. He was born in Iran and had to flee to Germany. And when he was there, he learned German, but more important, he met Jesus as his personal Savior and Lord. Alireza now directs a daycare ministry for new immigrants and sees this as his missional opportunity right here in Toronto. And recently I met Alireza at Tyndale, and he told me he was in the master's program at Tyndale. He thanked Tyndale, he thanked Tim Center and myself for giving him the foundational training to help him succeed at the seminary level. I asked Alireza this question. "Alireza, how can you afford to pay the tuition fees at Tyndale?" And he said, "Pastor Robert, a while back, you recommended me to a Korean church that wanted to reach out to Iranians at Young and Steeles. Well," he said, "I started going to the English-Korean church prayer meeting. And now this Korean church is supporting me in my studies." My friends, what an example of an immigrant church that has been blessed by God, now passing that blessing on to bless the Iranian community here in Toronto. In Genesis 12, God said this to Abraham, "I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you." The psalmist said in Psalm 67, "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine on us so that your ways may be known on the earth, your salvation among the nations." My friends, what a joy it has been for Sheila and I and for the Tim Center and our team to have experienced God's blessing, so that we, in turn, might be a blessing to the nations God is bringing among us. I just want to end by saying how full of joy my heart is today. Someone said, "Robert, you're looking younger than you ever had." And I said, "Well, that's because I'm handing the leadership of the Tim Center over to Dr. Tim Tang." 3 years ago, we started a succession plan I felt God needed to bring a younger leader representing the diversity of our city. And God has led us to Tim Tang. I want to say, Tim Tang has made a promise to me. And he has promised me that he will not change the name of the Tim Center to the Tim Tang Center. And I'm going to hold him to that promise. But I do want to say it's been a privilege to have worked side by side with Tim over the last 2.5 years, and to see him step in as of today and take the leadership is a great joy for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert, and thanks for all of these inspiring speeches. My heart is just overflowing. One of the top qualities of truly effective leaders are those who lay a foundation for succession, for the ongoing flourishing of a ministry. And Robert Cousins has exemplified that very quality. As he said nearly 3 years ago, he set in motion a succession plan. His dream, his prayer, was for a younger leader, a second-generation Canadian, who shared the vision and commitment to serve the nations of the world that God had brought to our doorstep. And Tim, we really believe that you are called of God for this ministry. Tim serves as the English pastor of the Toronto, East Toronto Chinese Baptist Church. He's been there since 2001. And he's been working at the same time with the Tim Center, shadowing Robert all through these years and being equipped for this day when he will take over the reins of the Tim Center. Tim started out thinking he was heading to a career in healthcare, and then God laid on his heart a call to full-time ministry after he went on a short-term mission trip to Asia. And it was there that this vision for the global church was rooted in his heart. So Tim brings amazing gifts of leadership, of teaching, preaching, networking, connecting, and dreaming big dreams for God. And today marks the passing of the torch of leadership from Robert to Tim. Robert is going to stay on, thank God, as a consultant to the Tim Center. But today they will shake hands one generation to the next, from Robert Cousins to Tim Tang, director of the Tim Center. Yes, at this point, I'd like to call up Bob Morris, who is a previous director of the Tim Center, and we are going to pray a prayer of commissioning for Tim in the future. So they will lay hands, and please join as we pray for Tim. Dear God, you are the God who calls us by name, and we thank you that you have called Tim Tang for this incredible ministry of leading the Tyndale Intercultural Ministry Center. We thank you, God, that you have loved him from all eternity with your everlasting love. We thank you for your promise that for those things to which you call us, you will equip us. And so on this day, we pray your blessing, your anointing on Tim. May he walk in confidence and grace, not confidence in his own abilities, but in your adequacy, your provision, your promise that you will equip him, and you have prepared this work for him to do from all eternity. Thank you so much, God, for the legacy of Tim Center, for the ministry that they've had through the years, for the nations that are being blessed through the work of this center. And thank you, God, for this beautiful way that you always prepare the next generation, always bring someone along for the flourishing of your kingdom and your glory. In your name we pray. Amen.
Before I say much, I'm going to present to you a word of welcome from our president, who couldn't be here today. He has a short video they prepared for us.
20 years ago, Dr. Irving Witt. Had the idea of starting what was then called the Tyndale Intercultural Missions Center. His idea was to take Toronto, this context of multiculturalism, and to shape that into a training center for pastors and for future missionaries. Then came Bob, and then came Robert Cousins, and now Tim Tang. As this Tyndale Intercultural Ministry Center has morphed into what has become, I think, one of the most significant kind of ministry centers in North America. Imagine a place in which multiculturalism is seen in a different way. Imagine a place in which intercultural missions is about learning how to cross cultures and actually communicate and hear and see each other. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of this amazing beginnings of a vision and now this next chapter that we're entering into. And so today, as you're here, I want you to think of all of those individuals and all of the different kinds of people who have come through the programs over the years, and then think about what we could be in the coming years. Let's celebrate 20 years.
You know, whenever you move into a new role or a new organization, there's bound to be some sort of nervousness or anxiousness. But I'll confess that the anxiousness is tenfold when you move into an organization where the name shares the same name as yourself. I've been debating and trying to figure out for the last little while whether or not I've been named after the center or if the center was named after me. But, of course, Robert made me swear that I wouldn't change the name. Now, publicly, he's made me swear that. But of course, it really isn't about me, and it really isn't about myself as an individual, but the many leaders before me and the many leaders that we work with. The Tim Center has so many relationships and collaborations, from the school itself, to the faculty here, the staff that are here, to the many organizations that we collaborate with in partnership, Bible League Canada, Canadian Bible Society, to the missions organizations like African Inland Mission, and the countless others that I could go on and on and on. And really, that symbol of collaboration for me really embodies what it means to be the body of Christ, that it isn't about single individuals, it isn't just about one charismatic leader, but about the body of Christ coming together because we need each other. We need one another because every body part has something that we don't have and we need to work together. For me, that collaborative ministry approach really is symbolized by a book that we dreamed up some months ago. Robert, myself, and Neri Santos, really symbolizing the assembly, the academy, and the agency, were enjoying some ginger ale at a local pub in Ottawa, where we were doing some training and some teaching to some local diaspora leaders in Ottawa, and out pitched the idea from Dr. Santos, what if we wrote a book together? And we said, well, sure, how long do we have? A couple years to write that? He said, no, let's put it together in 4 months. And we all looked at each other and giggled a little bit, wondering what kind of ginger ale they serve in Ottawa. And then realized, what if we could really actually make this happen? And so with the collaboration of several authors and partners that we worked with 14 different authors, we've put together this book in the matter of 4 months with ministry partners, Canadian Bible Society. And for me, this book, From the Margins to the Center, symbolizes so much. It's not just a celebration of what the Tim Center has done over the last 20 years, but it symbolizes what it means to work together. And through collaboration, God can do amazing things. We really literally picked this up Thursday afternoon, rushed to the publishing house and said, is it ready? And it was ready. So we picked up our cases of books, and today really is the first day where we're releasing it. We'd love to have you to have a copy, to purchase a copy. Sorry, I'll make sure I say that, Robert. So please join us in the Student Commons where it is made available. All the proceeds will go back to the Tim Center to continue the ministry that we are doing. Now this book, because it is a collaborative effort of so many individuals, we have chosen to dedicate it to Dr. Irving Witt and Dr. Peter Dickens, with whom their leadership over the many years, both 20 years ago and even recently, we really could not have done without. And today I want to give and hand over this book to Marian Dickens, who's here to receive that. I believe she's here to receive that, yes? Yes. So if you can come up, I'd love to present this book to you on behalf of your husband.
So those of you who knew Peter would know this is a special acknowledgement for three reasons. Peter loved books more than anyone I've ever known. I was the legacy recipient of all of them. Peter loved this chapel, and as he knew his health was failing, as he was doing work with the Tim Center, he used to laughingly say, "Carmen's going to be the first wedding, and I am going to be the first funeral." And he was. So he was very pleased about that. And the third thing that is special about this, Peter loved all of you here at Tyndale. We called this his happy place. And he saw the work here as being the work of legacy at the end of his life. And so I really thank you for this honor.